The Imam of the Al-Noor Mosque is calling for a reform of the country's hate speech laws to include religion. Jacinda Ardern unveiled a plaque at the mosque today to honour the 51 worshippers killed in the March 15 terror attacks. She later promised to include religion in the country's hate speech laws, a move Nationals' Judith Collins has ruled out. Our reporter Annika Smith filed this story.
We surely belong to Allah, and to him we shall return. So read the words on the newly unveiled black plaque at the Al-Noor Mosque. There were smiles and tears at today's formal unveiling, 18 months after the massacre and 1 month after the closure of the criminal court case. Gamal Fuda, Imam of the Al-Noor Mosque, puts it best.
We felt the arms of many New Zealanders around us all over again, and we have witnessed the support and the love in front of the court again, as it was after 15th of March.
Jacinda Ardern, who had covered with a gold hijab, was greeted at the mosque with flowers. The significance of the occasion wasn't lost on anyone.
We are very happy that it's not cancelled this time.
Today was the third attempt at a plaque unveiling. The first was meant to be at the March 15 memorial this year, which was cancelled as the borders began to close. The second was scheduled for the second week in August, also postponed by COVID-19 after the second outbreak in Auckland. Mr. Fuda says New Zealand was forever changed by March 15 and he doesn't want it to be forgotten. He says part of that should include enacting world-leading laws that draw a clear line between freedom of speech and hate speech.
In many occasions, freedom of speech becomes hate speech and hence turns into hate crime, as we have seen it in 15th of March terror attack.
If Labour is re-elected, Ms. Ardern says changes would be made to the country's hate speech laws.
We haven't been able to deliver that last term, but my intention would be, if we're able to form government, that we would. You know, I just think in a modern New Zealand, everyone would agree, no one should be discriminated for their religion. And so it makes sense that we add this to the suite of other things we say it is just not okay to discriminate people over.
But National Party leader Judith Collins says this isn't necessary. She says New Zealand already has robust human rights legislation that wouldn't have stopped the man behind March 15.
I'm not going to give an excuse to a mass murderer that someone said something to him and made him think like that. He's a mass murderer. That's it. He should wear what he did, and he should spend the rest of his life thinking about what he did and regretting every moment.
The Ministry of Justice and the Human Rights Commission were tasked with reviewing the country's hate speech laws in the aftermath of the terror attacks. However, that review has not yet resulted in any changes. Mo te hōtaka o te yahi yahi, ko Annika Smith, DNA.